Out of respect for my mama and my auntie and them, excuse my language, but I'm pissed the fuck off. I just got off the phone with a man. I'm a 28-year-old woman. No kids. I've been single for 6 years. A man that is 35, who refers to himself as a youngin, just got out of a 12-year marriage with 5 kids. And the latest one is 2 years old. Just told me, because I've been single for 6 years and I don't have a man, no kids, that I'm a problem, I'm old, and my time running out. That I'm getting worse with age and he getting better. But he a single man, just got a 12-year marriage with 5 kids. This man made me spaz so bad, and I've been being his friend. We've been talking or whatever, and I've been trying to get him grace. Like, I be so guarded and just, and I just been trying to be nice and shit, whatever, whatever. But these men are really fucking trying. This is fucking pitiful. What? Like, I am perplexed. Then I started getting on his ass. I said, you coming into a relationship, just got divorced, got 5 kids. You're bringing baggage. I'm coming into a new relationship with nothing. Huh? What? And you smoke weed. Then you sitting there talking about,
I'm a high value man. I'm a high value man. I know that brand to the table.
What? I am done, okay? The dating scene is stupid. It's trash. Take me out of it. Take me out the group chat. I'm over it.
Well, he's definitely not a high value man, but ma'am, you picked this guy knowing he had all this going on. So this is just a reflection of the type of men you attract and you decide to entertain. Just pick better men to extend that grace to. But ma'am, he was right about one thing. At 28, the wall is approaching you. This is no time to give up on dating.
So I was having a conversation with some of my friends. We were just talking about dating in Atlanta and how difficult it is for a lot of us single, childless women to date. But I cracked the code, and it's really simple. When you date a man that like you, when I say like you, I mean prioritize spending time with you, flowers, cater to your needs, emotionally intelligent and present. But it's only one common denominator with that. That man just genuinely have to like you. And you know, I realized like what I was doing wrong when I was dating. They liked me physically, they liked the way I look, but they didn't like me, and that's okay.
I like literally cannot express in words how badly I want a relationship, and I'm so embarrassed to say that out loud. I literally made a whole spam account because I'm so ashamed of wanting it so badly. And if I talk about it on my main account that everyone in my life knows, then they all know that I'm a fucking fraud. Like, I am just so tired of dating, and I don't know what it is about me at this point. I've had one relationship and it was terrible. It was insanely abusive. And like, yeah, that's not like normal. But, like, I've never had another boyfriend ever since and before. So, it's, like, it's hard to know where that line is of normalcy. And I just feel like, as a woman that's, like, pretty attractive, I'm okay, you know? Like, people just assume that, like, oh, it must be so easy. No, it's terrible. It's literally terrible. And I'm not saying that I'm, like, the prettiest person in the world. You know, but like, I have good morals. Like, every time I meet a man, like, oh, you're so refreshing to talk to because I can hold a conversation, because I talk about normal things, because I can't put on a fucking persona. I can't fucking fake it. I can't be this fucking Shira 7 type person. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm so unfortunately genuine. I'm not like super open right away, obviously. Like, I know how to date, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know what it is. Like, I really don't know where it's happening for everyone except me. And I know it'll come when you expect it. Okay, I've been not expecting it. And then it's like, oh, you have to put yourself out there. So I put myself out there. And it's nothing. It's like, I genuinely think that I'm gonna die alone. Like, I really mean that. Like, I'm so tired. And it's exhausting. And I really try not to let it affect me on a deep level. But it does. And every time I'm outside, it's all I think about. Every time I see a couple, it's all I think about. I genuinely get so fucking frustrated thinking about it because I've never had something normal. I have never had a normal boyfriend where I can be nice and loving and they are nice and loving. Like, my ex was so mean to me, dude. Like, so fucking mean. He would call me Nate. He would do so much shit to me. It was crazy. And like, I just don't know what it's like to have a guy. I know what it's like to have a guy into you. Everyone's into me. But like, actually want me as a person, as a human being, to date pretend like forever, that's not a fucking freak. Nope. Even the freaks don't want me. I don't know.
And I do see a lot of men telling this lady that she will be okay. And she will. She's very nice looking. But she may not will be, because it looks like she lives in LA and she can't compete in that dating market out there. It just is what it is. Not that other major cities are better, like New York, Houston, DC, Atlanta, but the odds are very low for her out in LA. And we do need to point out that she did cast down that demon Shira 7 woman, that whole philosophy of the gold digger trophy wife trope. She's not with that. And just the fact that she called that out even to other women, you know, that's not the way to go. Let's give her some points for that. She need to just focus on herself and just wait till a real good average man come. But the issue is, a lot of these women don't like to, quote, settle for the average man. They even get the ick when you even say average man.
Oh, God. Men in my comments. You should try to date a regular guy. Why would I do that? Be fucking for real. The passion that boils in my bones, the desire, the decisions I've made every single day, the hard work I've put into myself, and you want me to just go get a guy with a regular job? Be so for real. Be so for real. It's no disrespect to those men. You guys are valuable. You are God's creatures. I love you. But do I want to mate with you? No. The passion that I put into my everyday life, the grind, the consistency. I'm a serial entrepreneur. My businesses are thriving. I'm so proud of me. And you want me to just date men for any old reason? No. Like, the way that I'm building my family and my empire, I am scouting your genetics.
Why do men have to initiate everything? Why is the thing for dating these days, if a man isn't doing everything, he's not interested in you? A lot of women say that you're not supposed to show your emotions or show that you like a man until he shows it first. Some people say a relationship or dating a man will only work if he's head over heels in love with you first, and then you show him love. Some people say you need to be a mean girl in order for a man to like you. Be mean to him and then you'll get him, sis. Like, be mean. Like, men like to chase mean girls. Like, men love when you don't like them. So if you love a man, don't say it. Don't show it. Don't act like you love him. Don't show him that you love him. Don't check up on him. Don't text good morning first. Don't do any of that. You just need to be really mean and be stuck up, and then the man will love you, and then the man will fall for you. And then if you are the type of female that shows that affection and that love and that reciprocated energy, you're somehow dumb. And you're a pick me for doing that. And oh, that's the reason why he did you wrong. Are y'all okay? Like, are y'all okay? If I like somebody, I'm going to show them that I like them. I'm not going to move heaven and earth for that person when I just met them, but dang. And we're talking for like 2 months and I see he having a rough day, I'm going to buy him lunch. If I'm out at the store and I see something that I think my man would like, I'm going to buy it for him and give it to him just because. It's like y'all are keeping score. Like everything is, oh, give and take, or take, take, take. Or, oh, if he don't do this, don't do that. Make sure he's paying for everything. He needs to be paying for your nails, your toes, your hair. He needs to be doing everything for you. And all you have to do is be a mean girl and everything's going to be okay. Like just be mean to him, girl. That's how you get him. Seriously, are y'all okay? Everything is about keeping score. Everyone's afraid to show affection. Everyone's afraid to be open with their feelings. Everyone's afraid to reciprocate energy. And then you wonder why nothing is working out. No one's getting married. There's so many broken homes. People are getting cheated on. People are doing all this crazy stuff. When all you have to do is be yourself, bro. Like, be yourself. How are you gonna find the right one if you're not being yourself? If you think that she looks pretty or he looks handsome, tell them. If you woke up that morning and you want to text him good morning, even though he didn't text you back last night, just say good morning. Hope you slept well. Like, why does everything have to be about, oh, if you do this, then you're chasing? Isn't the idea to, like, be in love and, like, get there one day?
Yes, we would think that's the goal, but dating in these times are different. That's another reason why people are not even trying to date like they used to, because everybody's dating with a chip on their shoulder. A lot of women are out here playing mind games. They don't want to text you unless you text them. A lot of them play the game of acting like they don't like the guy and they actually like him. Everybody's trying to play all nonchalant. You know, you don't want to like her too much. She don't want to like you too much. It's exhausting. Why is everyone so negative, jaded, and guarded? But at the same time, they want a relationship.
Can somebody explain to me why I don't get approached in public? Like, do I look mean or something? I don't know. I feel like guys will stare a hole into my heart from another side of the room, but they will not approach me. Like, men will be in my DMs and all my social medias and like that, and then even in public, they will still not approach me. And it's not because I'm ugly. Even if you don't feel like I'm pretty, you could say that, but I ain't fucking ugly. I just don't understand why when I go out, I don't get approached by men.
Yeah.
I can't stand a man that acts like he doesn't understand what's expected of him off rip. And he will expect so many different things from you. That's the funny part about this. Oh my God. Dating in this climate is just so freaking funny, because men will expect a laundry list of things from you. You know, they expect you to come dressed to the nines, you know, looking pretty and ready to listen to whatever they want to rant about or talk about, and talk about themselves the whole time. Yet when you ask for something as simple as like opening up a door, or you shouldn't even have to ask for that, flowers, or for them to buy you something that you like, it's crickets. It's crickets. It's like you're speaking a foreign language to them. And I'm done. I'm about to start exclusively dating women.
Man, we're gonna need more context than that. You're talking about a guy who won't even open the door for you. Like what type of guys are you out there dating? There are plenty of men who know their role in a relationship and how to treat a lady. So come on now, if you want to date women. Don't try to blame it all on men.
I think I've came to the sad reality that marriage might not be for me. I just ended it with someone I've been dating for a few months now, and I am realizing that I do not know the things that I can negotiate on. Nobody can convince me that married people do not go through hell and back with their partner. And I fully understand that when you are dating someone, or when you are with someone, you're choosing to commit to someone. You are choosing to commit to all versions of them, even when that version of them could be hurtful, or it could be very uncomfortable for you. And the challenging part for me is figuring out when to extend grace to someone, because I know I'm not the perfect partner. I have childhood trauma. I have communication issues. Like, I know I'm not the easiest person to be with. But there's like so many things that I just cannot deal with, cannot move past. And that's something that's going to be very difficult for me to figure out. Because deep down, I know that the person that I end up with, if I end up with anybody, they're going to have to compromise with me just like I may have to compromise with them. When do you know, like, when to compromise? When do you know what season of that person's life to work through or navigate through? Like, that is going to be the most difficult thing for me to figure out, honestly.
And that's completely okay, especially when you realize something as important as marriage is, it may not be for you. That's fine. Because the truth is, a lot of people are just so quick and easy to walk away from relationships. They will break up over a miscommunication via text. That's why marriage is dead for a lot of people, because nobody's willing to stick it in there and fight when times get tough. Everybody's selfish. They don't want to share their space. They're not used to living with other people. I think the only way a lot of these marriages or relationships are going to work if people just don't live together. That new relationship thing that a lot of couples are doing, where it's like we are together, but we just live separately. That is the only way I see a lot of these people holding on to a long-term relationship.
So here's something you don't hear every day. My husband and I are spending a year living apart while still being happily married. And it isn't about any problems or growing apart. It's about growth, period. It's about love evolving and giving each other the space to become the best version of ourselves and knowing that connection doesn't always look just one way. And it's been proof that love can thrive in unconventional ways. And honestly, this season has been a gift, as I'm a 38-year-old woman just trying to figure out life. And I've learned that building a home isn't just about decorating. It's about creating a space that loves you back. But this isn't just about my marriage, right? It's about in navigating my 30s with intention.
But that's all I got in this video. You guys, drop a comment down below and let me know what you think about the women in these clips. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, like the video. Thanks for watching. I will see you in the next one.